You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about kid damage.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we do this, do you feel like it's the most effective form of birth control?
Yeah.
Yes.
When you find out kids are so cute and they say the great, and when they tell you they love you and it's so great, but then they break crap.
Mm-hmm.
Or they break your heart. You FaceTime them and they're like, no!
Oh, is there something you want to talk about?
Oh.
What are you talking? You've had your heart broken by a child. You're not a mother.
I'm not yet a mother, but I am an aunt to many.
And they,
and man, my sister's oldest, sometimes I FaceTime, I'm like, hey, Dawson. She goes, Doss, do you want to talk to Erica? And he's just, no, I don't want to. And I'm like, perfect.
She's old.
Yeah, I don't like her anymore.
And gross.
Yeah.
Wow. Would you consider this to be kid damage? The first thing that popped into my head is the sheer number of times, this is mostly a parenting error, but we were swatted a bunch when my kid was little, like full-blown police activity coming to my house.
Why?
What?
You got an old like Nokia phone that you don't use anymore and it no longer has a SIM card in it. So you just let your kid play with it. Well, if they rest on the number 9, I don't know if you remember this, but old cell phones, if you just held the number 9, it would call 911.
And it still would do that without a SIM card?
Uh-huh. Because it's like an emergency thing. The phone will still do that. It's not awesome.
It is for the right reason.
Yeah.
So all the police would hear. It only happened twice, but my son did it twice. And we didn't think. We were like, why are you guys here? The second time, I distinctly remember, I like walked through my spare bedroom and I saw somebody like go past the window.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like,
huh?
Like somebody is like in my shrubs.
And it was a police?
I didn't know at first, but then I'm like, this is going to sound so stupid. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air before.
Yeah.
Then I call 911 and go, there's somebody outside my house. And they're like, yeah,
it's us.
We're coming in hot. And I'm like, for what? They're like, you called us. I'm like, right, because there's somebody outside. Like, no, you called us.
Oh no.
15 minutes ago.
Who's on first?
And it's no, you're weird. Like, I'm like, I don't understand what you're talking about. You've got the wrong house. Like you're about to break into my house and I'm like, there's nothing going on here. And we couldn't figure it out. That was the second time. Then we did. Yeah, we did know. Why? Because we gave him a phone.
I don't know if that's damage.
It's kind of damage because they definitely trampled a lot of my peonies.
Mm-hmm.
They ruined my peonies.
That. Make sure you enunciate that word.
My peonies? It sounds like I'm seeing peonies, huh?
I was thinking something else.
All right. Anyway, does anybody else have any damaging children stories?
I do, yeah.
Look, here he is.
It was my son. He was very into the Grinch, still is into the Grinch. I don't know why. It seems like a lot of kids are into the Grinch now. He's had like a
resurgence,
like a PR guy or something. Yeah. Like Grinch used to be a bad guy. Now he's like a cool guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But he was very in. He was probably 3 at the time, and he wanted to play Grinch. So we had tucked him in for bed at night, and we had come in the next morning, and he had literally everything in his room was in a big pile in the middle of the room. He had stolen every single, quote unquote, stolen, taken pictures off the wall somehow.
Oh,
he had climbed up on his dresser to get, everything was in a giant pile. It was like we had moved in or something.
Was it because on a blanket?
It was,
and
yeah.
He was gonna
like, so he was going
to
tie.
Yeah, but it was too much. And then he's like, well, I'll just go to bed. I'll deal with this in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
There was not even a crumb for the other Who's Mouses. That's how much he had stolen.
Oh, that's good, buddy.
Yeah, but he had watched the Grinch steal everything, and so then we had to basically redesign his room, put everything back, because he's like, well, I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not
too little.
Back
he can't
up there.
Even, yeah,
oh,
poor
man.
Guy.
I love that. All right, well, if your kid has broken something or done some damage to your heart, we'd love to hear your kid damage stories. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I've got another one.
Oh, you do?
It's not emotional this time.
Yeah, I like them to be more physical damage.
Yeah, when my siblings and I were probably in our young, like under 10, maybe 12.
Okay.
My grandparents had this really big record player. Is that what they're called? Jukebox.
Okay.
And it was like, I don't know. One of those things like your grandparents have, and it's like, what is this doing here? This is not in a good place for a place that children play. Because they also had a pool table right by it. This thing is expensive. And my sister, we would play pool all the time. My sister just lines up. The whole thing cracks.
No.
Not like shatters, but like a whole crack through it. And they eventually got it replaced. But it was cracked for 10 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah, without getting fixed.
God, because, I hate kids.
Yeah. So
the pool table reminds me of another one.
Okay.
But I was one of the kids at the time.
What did you do?
We were in high school, I think. We were still kids, though. And we were at a girl's house, like just all the kids over hanging out in her basement. She had a pool table and she had one of those big freezers, like what are they called?
Like the coffin ones?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I don't know why, but the boys were like, I bet we could fit in there.
Oh, no.
And so we took everything out of the freezer, put it on the pool table to like
now
make
you're ruining
room.
Two different things at the
and
same time.
And then a guy, he did get in. He kind of fit. But I remember her dad coming downstairs and seeing not only all of his like prized hunting meat and everything that he had been
that
storing
is flying
for
on the pool table,
just melting on the
and
felt
bleeding
pool table.
More than likely.
Yeah. Ew, ew, ew.
I remember him being so mad, and I remember leaving and being like, man, what a jerk. What, who cares? And now that I'm that age, if I could get my hands on my neck back.
What a disaster. You ruined their felt.
I know. What a jerk.
And
you ruined
their
meat. We were the jerks. Oh, the damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Psychological still. Yeah.
He should have been more mad, to be honest.
Yeah. He should have left the kid in the freezer.
We were allowed back at that house.
You were?
Oh,
yes.
My God.
All right. Well, if you've done damage as a kid or a kid has done damage to you, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are looking for people who want to put their children up for adoption because they damaged something big. Do we have any emotional ones, or was Erica the only one whose feelings were hurt by a child?
Yeah.
Ecological damage,
just,
if you will.
Just going to be Erica on that
Aww,
one. Sorry.
Ash?
Hey, hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Kid damage, what happened?
Yeah, family reunion, Super Bowl. We were trying to go to the Super Bowl, and my niece decided to put a mermaid down the aircraft toilet to see if it would fly and go in the ocean or whatever, and diverted the aircraft, and the maintenance was so bad that we missed the Super Bowl and missed the entire family reunion, all due to the stupid mermaid.
That is psychological damage. You could sue.
Why would they divert the, like, what did it do to the aircraft that made it unflyable? Yeah. Or just nobody could poop? Like,
No, it got stuck in the motor, and the motor caught on fire.
What?
Okay, new fear on that.
Yeah, a whole
new
world.
Fear.
I'm running out of space. I'm gonna
live. Oh,
no! Wow. Okay, so don't put a mermaid in the toilet on an aircraft.
No, dude.
Who would have thought you had to?
A child.
Yeah.
Emily?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here. Yeah. Kid damage, what happened to you?
Well, I caused it. kind of. My mom and dad were out on a date at the Greeley Stampede. They were at a concert. And my sister was babysitting me. And she noticed that, like, I had a tooth infection. My tooth was, like, purple. And she decided to poke at it, and it started bleeding. Well, she freaked out. She called 911. The ambulance showed up. The fire department showed up. I'm freaking out because I'm, like, five. I think I'm dying. And they actually called the Greeley Stampede. They interrupted the concert, and they called my parents. They said, you have an emergency at home. Can you please leave the stadium? And
so you weren't at the Greeley Stampede?
No, just her parents were.
No, I was at home. They were on
okay. But they interrupted whoever
was playing.
A bleeding tooth?
Yeah.
Are we talking profusely or just like when you brush too hard?
I had an infected gum.
I know, but here's the thing. It's a kid on the phone saying my sister's bleeding. So they hit the panic button.
Yeah.
911 hit the panic button.
Your parents hear the announcement and they're like, which daughter?
Dude, Greeley Stampede is like, Real? Do you remember who they were seeing? Because it's like real concerts.
This was forever ago. I don't even know. Like I said, I was like five.
Okay. Because they have like Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
And like,
and then just interrupt. Well, we gotta stop singing.
Yeah. Sorry, Emily's got a tooth problem.
Her tooth is bleeding.
Thank you, Emily. Aaron.
Yeah.
Kid damage. What happened to you?
Well, it was more so what I did to my mom.
Okay.
So when I was in high school, so the front entrance of my parents' home was like a shrine. My mother was very well kept. She had a lot of collectibles. And when her and my dad got married, had received a couple of these beautiful Lennox bowls that she proudly displayed.
Ooh, Lennox.
Well, my friends decided to hit the liquor cabinet a little too hard one day at our house and decided to play Frisbee with a couple of the dishes.
Lennox?
Yeah.
You actually know what she's talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I don't, like, the rest of us poor people don't know what it is. And she broke it?
One of them, it got broke. And so, you know, teenage mind decided that we would glue it back together.
Right.
Which ultimately did work, except for the fact that it got glued to the glass table.
Yep.
That it was.
You gotta think that through. If you're using a lot of glue.
And it wasn't until like months later that the cleaning lady actually was the one that discovered why, like she couldn't figure out why she couldn't move this bowl to clean it. And hearts broke and I got into a
There's a little psychological on that one. Yeah. So Erica's off the hook.
Yeah. Oh, woo.
Okay. Yeah.
Lennox. God, really, Aaron?
What is it?
One N or...
I've never heard of the Lennox. Fancy ornaments, like the real
nothing.
Thing. Just, okay.
The vase is only about $30.
Oh, Christina!
Yay!
Kid damage, what's happening?
Well, when my nieces were turning 2 years old, I made them some tie blankets. And I decided to tie on all these little mini babies, can't say it, to each of the blankets. And I gave them to them, and they immediately tore off every single Beanie Baby that I spent 2 hours tying on there.
They're so fun. Having nieces and nephews.
This feels
so
like
fun.
Psychological damage again. Yeah. They did do some physical damage, right. But it was just them, you watching them destroy all your hard work. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hate them already. Thank you for the call. Wendy.
Yeah.
Kid damage. What happened to you?
So my sister and I got a PlayStation when we were like, I don't know, we must have been like 7 and 4-ish. And we were like super stoked. And then like within 30 minutes, and my parents never got us like tech toys, but within 30 minutes, like we had all the mats out and we were playing and like dancing all the songs. And then her foot went directly through the PlayStation.
Wait, what?
Oh,
no.
Let's get you in karate.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's time once again. By the way, I just want to say it's time for News or Nope.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to, we're going to try to calmer, gentler this week. I encouraged the non-mutiny of 2026.
Do I have a nope back or not?
Do,
you claim that it was 2 weeks.
I want to give it back. I feel like I somehow have it, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone has a note.
News.
No. Oh, you lost them.
No.
See, there you went.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Now you don't have them for
I'm
weeks.
I'm saying no, not nope.
Tricked her! News or nope, these are the actual news stories of the day.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Just last week was the Critics' Choice Award, and it went viral because of its sad snack dinner plate.
Oh.
Last night was the Golden Globes, and we get a look at what dinner they had.
Wait, so... It's another one of the ones where they sit at tables.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like very awkward.
The Globes is the one where they get smashed, though, right?
Usually,
they get drunkity drunk.
The Critics' Choice Award dinner was literally something that,
like, charcuterie.
Yeah, but not even like valuable charcuterie. Like,
it was like Lunchables.
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Golden Globes, they usually have good food.
They had like
Wolfgang Puck does it.
No, this year it was Nobu. They had a bunch of good fish from Nobu.
Let's go.
I don't know if I'd want to be like in full glam and just like
eating,
hamming down some fish.
Yeah.
I would.
You're not a woman.
No, but I mean, fish is less filling.
True.
Than having like some gravy soaked chicken breast or
very
whatever.
True.
You know? I don't know. I like it. It was, what's her bucket hosting it?
Nikki Gleaser.
Yes.
I know. And
my icon.
Her, I love her so much. I loved her way back when. She's so filthy. I love everything about her. But she's kind of doing the I got famous during the Tom Brady roast, and she's kind of stuck.
She's roasting everyone.
And like, even in the promos for it, she's like, even Gronk say, I know like that. And it's like, that was one of her jokes that landed at the thing. And it's like, You're doing the same joke. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, but if CBS is paying and they ask for it.
She also roasted CBS, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her Leo roast was good too. Did you have more to the food story?
No, that was pretty much it. Great.
So that your news or no story was about the food. We don't care who won.
Nope.
Oh. Okay. Hit the thing.
Oh. Okay.
They ate fish.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A further update on the Golden Globes.
Oh my goodness, what is happening? It's like a well-oiled machine of a newsroom in here.
Kind of a two-in-one here. I do want to point out, Nikki Glaser at one point walked out to Style by Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
None other than Taylor's very famous longtime ex, Joe Alwyn, was in the audience. And the internet is like, what do you think he was feeling in that moment? Here comes Nikki. I think it was her opening monologue. And Style plays, and you just have to go.
Is Nikki also a ginormous woman like Taylor?
I think she's tall,
5'10" and above.
Sure,
she strikes me as very tall.
She has a fun little history with Taylor. She was like quoted publicly. She did a video. Where she like was talking poorly and like woman shaming Taylor. And has now become the biggest Taylor Swift fan. She went to like 30 something Eras Tour shows. On her own dime. And like, she's not friends with Taylor at all, but she like talks publicly about regretting saying anything ever.
I'm sorry.
I would like to get to my real story.
I just need to ask.
Okay.
You're a Swiftie.
I am.
That's excessive. No one needs to see any concert.
If I had the money, I would have.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever
heard. If I had the money and a job that flexible, of course I would have done it. But I had neither of those things at the time, nor now.
Okay,
the real story is that Amy Poehler won the first ever Best Podcast Award at the Golden Globes, beating out her ex-husband, Will Arnett. This is also her first year of her podcast, Good Hang. It's iconic.
Is it good? Is it really good?
It's really good. I listen every week.
Okay.
It's a good hang.
Okay.
What?
Why
about our podcast?
Oh, well, our podcast is also great, but I'm already here. Oh, so I can't listen to ours too.
You can later. You can go in to the Odyssey app. ODYSSEY.
AUDACY.
Okay.
What's more iconic than the Slacker Show podcast? Available anywhere you find your podcast.
Were we up for this award?
I think we just missed the main nominations.
Just barely? Okay.
Yeah. There's technicalities because we are also a radio show.
Right.
Oh, so we weren't allowed to do.
Yeah.
But you think maybe if we just quit this stupid job?
I knew they were serving fish. And so I kind of was like,
oh, so you didn't even
submit
go.
Us.
You didn't submit us?
For fish? We're better than that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if fish is good.
Speaking of fish, are you going to do I hate jam bands like Fish. Hate them.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And so therefore I hate Grateful Dead, but rip Bob.
That's Bob, Bob Weir. Yeah. I saw him live.
78?
You did?
Mm-hmm. I went to the Sphere.
Oh, so was John Mayer in it then?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
God, that's awesome. The only time I would have went. John Mayer is such a jerk.
Yeah.
But he's a great guitar player.
I really liked watching him play guitar.
Oh, I like you think John he's sexy Mayer. Too, don't you? You can
only
say
only when he's playing guitar. Otherwise,
he's such a watch guy that he has a special watch that's upside down because when he plays guitar, then it reads the right way.
Oh my God. It's so nerdy in here. Okay, let's get one more story in.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Won't do my Grateful Dead story.
Okay, sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Today is Stick to Your New Year's Resolutions Day.
Woo!
Who's doing it? Yeah, January 12th. It's a good time to reset. It's before Quitter's Day, which is technically the second Friday.
I thought we passed Quitter's Day.
Well,
we did.
This year's a little weird because we already had two Fridays in January, but the first Friday was just like boom right there. So I think this Friday should be
Quitter's Day was already that. Quitter's Day was last Friday.
Okay, regardless, like, have y'all quit or
girl? Well, I haven't even started.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was.
Yes, you quit.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Okay, we had some drama on the show. We had a couple people call in for the thing that was happening right now. Mm-hmm. And one dude, his name was, help me.
Ryan.
Ryan yeah. was on his way to get a tattoo. He was only 19 years old and he feared retribution from his parents.
And if you don't speak slacker words, he just feared they would kick him out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk to Ryan.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to follow up. So I called him today and I couldn't get through.
Oh, no. Busy signal or
it was like the phone number is no longer.
Did you get that? Dee-nee-nee?
Uh-huh. We're sorry.
So his parents turned his phone off, we think.
That's what I think. He didn't leave an email or anything. Like he was just like, just call me on Monday. I'll let you know how it went. And then that's all. I don't know how else to get. So Ryan.
Hey, buddy, if you're listening. How's he going to text in?
I don't know.
Call.
Light something on fire and we'll drive to where the smoke is.
Smoke signal.
Okay. All right. So we don't have an update for him.
Right.
But I'm told there's something going on with the other one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Crystal.
All right. So Crystal called in with a little drama in her life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Crystal?
Yay!
Right now, what are you doing right now?
I am leaving my cheating fiancé.
Yeah, girl!
You're what? You're leaving him? Like right now?
Yes. I can't believe y'all are talking about this, but I just dropped him off at the airport.
Oh,
and
where's he going?
He tried to say that he's going on a work trip, but I know more than what he thinks I know, and I know that's a lie. And I've known for a few weeks that he's been cheating, and I even know what she looks like and everything. So, you know, it's...
Wait a minute. You've known... And you didn't tell him, so you're acting normal to his face?
Yes. And it took all that I could, you know, he tried to kiss me, I gave him the cheek, I have not kissed him. Yeah, it's just, I can't.
Like, this sucks, but you feel like you've accepted it.
I've been working myself through this for the past couple of weeks. You know, mm-hmm. I've gone through, what do they call it, the 10 steps, 12 steps, whatever. Yeah. I've done the tears.
Stages of grief.
I've done that. I can't believe. Yeah, exactly. Right now, there's still some parts of rage. I wanted to push him out the car while I was driving, but I didn't. So I'm like, you know what? I'm better than this.
Yeah,
I'm just
going
to pack my stuff, and I'm going to, you know,
don't say where you're
going
to go. Don't say where you're
going
to go.
Take myself on a good trip.
Okay, good.
Take yourself on a good trip on his credit card.
Don't say where you're going to go, though. I don't want, like, screw this dude, right?
Yeah.
You've got a place lined up to live and everything?
Oh, yes. Well, I own the house, so I can just go back into that.
Put his stuff on curb.
No. He's going to come back to his things packed.
Yeah, are you packing his stuff or are you packing your stuff?
No, I have a separate house that I'm going to.
Okay. Yes. Okay, great. So then you're set up.
I wish that I could just put his stuff on the curb.
Yeah, you didn't need him. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
If you need help packing, let us know.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a truck.
I will definitely do that because I think trash day is coming up, so
Oh my God, Crystal. So now that you're refreshed on the Crystal saga, we have her on the phone to find out if she went through with it. Crystal?
Hi.
How you doing?
Did you pull it off? Did you get out?
Are you on vacation somewhere?
Yeah.
It just got real messy, honestly. I think he got suspicious, especially, you know, I wasn't really talkative and I didn't kiss him or, you know, it was very different than what I would typically do.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was moving stuff, he's checking the cameras. Mm. And then next thing you know, my phone is just blowing up. And I wouldn't answer. So he came home early.
No.
So you weren't able to get all his stuff out by the time.
Yeah, I got a majority of my stuff out, but we had to have that conversation. It wasn't like it was completely gone. And then next thing you know, he comes home to a half-furnished house because half of that stuff in there was mine.
Okay.
Well, more than half. But
did he apologize? I mean, what is
he? Like, where do you guys stand?
We stand at the place of, I said, I don't want to get married. And we need to go ahead and start taking care of business as far as canceling this wedding fully. But he hasn't called the vendors on his end. You know, we took half the list and he hasn't done what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what he thinks. If
why would he not?
Is he just lazy or
he
is
he going to blow over and I'm going to be like, oh, I miss him. And you know, don't do that. No.
Hard to miss someone who cheated on you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you didn't.
And then the fact I'm like, oof.
So
goodbye.
Okay. I think everyone in this room has been cheated on, right?
Yeah.
There is a point where, like, you loved that person enough to spend forever with them, and even though they hurt you, it's hard to just
I can't fathom.
I can't either.
But it's hard to.
If you love me, you wouldn't hurt me like that.
I know,
that.
But like sometimes.
But then on the flip side for her, like she was planning your life with him, and I feel for you. I'm in the middle of wedding planning myself, so I can't imagine.
Oh my God. No, I don't even want to say it. Never mind. But can you imagine?
No,
it's like, what?
Like you
what?
Literally have the rest of, you know, your hopes and dreams for life planned out. And then,
okay.
Yeah. To be calling vendors and canceling has to be awful.
Okay, well, so you're strong though. You feel like you're not gonna fall back into the trap.
No, and my friends, that family, everybody knows. His family knows. I told his mama.
Good,
I sure did.
Let's go. Man, that's so final though.
Yeah.
Good. Once you told my mom, you told my mom on me?
Well, and she's making sure she doesn't slip back. This is good.
You got to do that. You got to burn the bridge.
You got to tell the mom.
Yeah.
I wish I had told the mom.
Crystal, we love you.
We're proud of you.
Thank you.
Go on that vacation.
Just keep sending good vibes.
We will.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the update.
Okay. Speaking of drama, we have a bit of drama coming up next.
OPP, is it drama or is it not? Is gambling normal now, or is it a red flag?
Wait, yeah.
You don't have to decide now. Lucy's OPP is next.
KALC and KALC HD1 Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit belco.org today. Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It is time for Other People's Problems, OPP for short. They're all available on the Odyssey app. Nobody, huh?
AUDACY.
We just got a complaint from Costco Jamie saying our app is spelled weird.
I just think people say that because you say that. So maybe if you set a good example, people would follow suit.
Mm. I don't know. If I say the word Odyssey to anyone from birth to death, they immediately walk up to a computer and hit O.
Unless you know what Odyssey company is called.
Yeah, but okay. All I'm saying is, like, I read the Iliad, the Odyssey. These are Greek tragedies. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not spelled AUD.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time for Lucy today. No, we're going to help Lucy. She's trying to figure out if her boyfriend has a problem or not.
Probably.
Do you know how many people hate this part of your personality?
So many people just went.
Lucy?
Yai.
Yai. What's going on? How can we help?
So I have been dating my boyfriend for a few months. And everything is great, except, like, I kind of don't know what to make of this one thing with him.
Oh, boy.
He is like constantly gambling and betting on sports. There's like apps on his phone where you bet and make games or make parlays or whatever.
Okay.
I love that you don't know the lingo because no, I don't know that anybody in this room are degenerates. Not that I'm calling people who do, yeah, but it's like.
Look who took a side
no,
early.
No, I'm just saying, no, because every single one of my male friends, it's.
Yeah, mine too. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your no?
No.
Really? Not even on.
What?
He's a sports fan.
Tattoos, beard, fits the profile.
Yeah, but I think
he's judge
just,
a book by its cover.
Yeah, I think he's a little too fiscally responsible.
Okay,
sorry. And thank God, because I'm not.
No, I'm talking about my rich friends who are very fiscally responsible. Mm, definitely.
The richer you get, the less fiscally responsible you get.
And well, it's also definitely my friends, too, who aren't wealthy and probably shouldn't be spending. Yeah. Like, it's just, yeah.
But I sorry, we're going to let you continue with this, Lucy, but I'm just saying, does anybody remember 15 years ago when it was like, I know a guy who smokes weed. And then it's like, I know a guy who doesn't. is more rare. Like
me.
The gambling is now weak. Like,
Is it yes! that big?
Okay. It is, yeah. But well, that honestly, doesn't mean that it's good.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, she's got a point.
Sorry, Lucy, what were you going to say?
Well, honestly, that's how it sounds from here, too, because, like, I talk to all my girlfriends about it, and most of their boyfriends also have, like, a bunch of these betting accounts. So I don't know if it's normal these days or if I'm going crazy, to be honest.
Okay, so what are you asking? Like, we could just jump right in and just keep batting this around, but, like, do you think this is enough reason, I mean, to not be with him?
Maybe.
I mean, that's part of it. It's like, I just don't know if I'm overreacting to something that's normal or if I should be concerned at any point. And like, when would I even know what that is?
So you're trying to decide if this is a deal breaker.
I'm trying to decide if it's a problem that I like
need to address.
To tell him is a problem.
Here's the problem. She keeps saying this one word that's making me crazy. It's normal. And it has definitely become normal.
But like starting in COVID, does that make it good?
Right. It's like starting in COVID, it became real normal to like down a bottle of wine every single night.
Right. And now we're all fighting our lives out of that.
We sure are. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. But I mean, because now if you watch a game, they have the odds. Like they'll bring up
the commercials or the announcers coming out going, hey, you could parlay or whatever. Like right now, if you like bet on this guy or this, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Let me ask a question. Is this once a week with his favorite team, or is this every game that's ever on, or somewhere in the middle?
It's like not even when a game is on. It's just what he does when there's nothing else going on his phone.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That might be addiction.
No, yeah. You jump on Wordle. It's like his Wordle. Okay.
You're not losing money on Wordle.
Maybe he's not losing money either. Maybe he's good at it.
There's no way he's not losing money.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of my friends who do it are, here's a fact about people who gamble. They definitely show you receipts when they win.
Sure.
You don't hear from them.
When they lose.
Correct. So to my knowledge, they all make a truck ton of money at this.
But how much did they have to bet?
I don't know.
To get to that point?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And is it, even if it is more common, is it just a slippery slope? Like, should we be concerned that, I don't know what the number is. 90% of males under 30 are just gambling all the time. Like, should we be worried about that? Or do we just
obviously, we're not because we legalized it everywhere.
I don't know if that's about problem or the world wanting to make money.
Well, I remember being with buddies, like, we went to a wedding. I think it was Wisconsin, and I forget where some of them lived, but their apps started working because wherever they live,
it does
it's illegal.
Work.
And then as soon as we're in this other state.
So they had a non-functioning app in their hometown.
Because they travel sometimes. And sometimes they want to jump on. And I mean, it's like we're getting ready for a wedding. People are tying ties and stuff. And they're all placing parlays and like in watching
the football
game.
Why is parlay the only gambling word anybody in this room knows how to say?
They're taking the under and all sorts of.
All right. So 303-222-5423. Here's the thing. I think this is mostly men. Like I think we need a lot of women to call and go, is this just Do not be mad at me, but like, you guys do a spa day or whatever and it costs you $200 and they just go, I just have $200 on DraftKings. Bah, who cares?
$200 or every day $200?
The frequency really matters.
Yeah, because if it's like, oh, when the Broncos play or when whoever, what are other teams? The Nuggets, yes, when they play, I go ahead and I put a little bet on them. Okay.
I know, but then if you're watching the game,
your college team is playing and I've got to get a bet in because what are we doing?
But a spa day will never make you money.
Never.
There's not even a chance.
No, but it's great for my mental health.
Yeah. And losing. This is just a spiral.
No, I haven't. At the spa. I'm going to the spa.
I don't know that we're helping you right now, but I think we can. Because here's the deal. Everyone in this room agrees that it's normal.
Mm-mm.
It's normalized.
I don't sit
behavior.
Around with men who do this all the time. I think maybe that's
because you only sit around with one man.
That's not true. I have friends with husbands. I have a brother.
I don't think they talk about it. I'm telling you right now. I bet you have a lot of like betting widows in your friend group.
What is a betting widow?
Like women are just like when a game is on, like you're talking about Broncos, and all of a sudden you go like, wait, Bo Nix usually runs in a touchdown. But he hasn't yet. And then you go on one of these sites and they go, odds are now plus 650 for him to do it. And you're like, okay, I'm going to hammer that.
No, we are absolutely losing the plot of life, period.
But we are losing the plot to 1,000 different things.
But this
we're losing
give
it
me
to the weed
ick.
And the Kardashians and the Real Housewives. So what's wrong with him losing the plot to...
Because he's also losing money.
But also...
We don't know that.
Yeah.
Lucy, say out loud, you know for a fact he's lost a ton of money. You don't.
Wow. Okay.
I kind of don't know at all. Yeah.
You don't know.
So unless he's coming home and paying for some bills.
But I remember, there was a while where I would go to the casino with my friends. So it's gambling. It's similar. Yeah. And I remember it's like, if you go in with a limit, let's say it's $20, and I lose the $20. Well, I would have spent $20 to go to a movie with my friends. I would have spent $20 to go mini golfing with them. Like, I'm out the money for the entertainment of the
100%.
Evening. So there's an element that of like, if like the spa. Well, you're going to be out some money because you just need to entertain yourself somehow. So maybe it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. But the second you're at the ATM and it's 3 a.m.
No, you're not with your friends. You're alone in a dark room betting right before bed.
No.
You're not with your friends.
You're texting about it.
You are
maybe.
Texting.
It doesn't matter. You're
Lucy,
not texting
hang
about
on. We're just
going
to fight. Thank you for causing this. Hang on. Don't move. We'll get you advice once we shut up.
I placed a big bet on us arguing. I'm doing really well now.
Did you parlay it? Okay, so I just think it is, I know you don't like this word, but it's been normalized. How do I say this without you being mad at me?
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at men.
But if everyone's
doing it.
But if you found a man who doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Like,
thank you.
Great. But like, she's about to dump a perfectly good dude because he's doing something that 90% of other dudes are. So good luck, Lucy, finding that 1 in 10 who doesn't.
Do you really, truly think it's 90?
Yes.
And also, I'm not necessarily saying dump him. I'm saying talk to him. Maybe it's like, you got to have a budget for the week. No more than $200.
You've been dating 3 months and you're going to tell me how to spend my money? Good luck
depends
with
depends how
that.
Serious it is.
Yeah.
Hack can't take a side right now. I get it, but no way.
Why
are you talking?
Can't he?
Because he's been happily married and she controls the
cat. Also, I've also been happily married for a long time. Had I been a single male throughout my 20s, into my late 20s, I could see myself getting into it.
100%. You'd be
for
more
sure.
of a gamer if
without,
you were single
without
longer.
The smart wife telling me stop
Don't
doing
do that,
that. I could definitely see it.
I think that Lucy has to decide if this is a red flag or a beige flag.
Is or it, no flag at all
no,
in this year.
If it's
year.
Beige, it's just she doesn't like it, but we move on.
Yeah, 3-1 odds it's a beige flag, probably.
Oh my, I'm going to tackle you.
303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
Hack, are you done with all the little 3-1 odds on the... like...
I can't disclose. I've placed other bets on how this segment's going to go. So.
Lucy was on the phone. She's got a guy, and the closer they've gotten, the more she realizes he gambles.
But he's kind of perfect otherwise. She really likes him. But I think she's trying to decide if she can handle this.
I know I brought up the pot analogy earlier, but like, I think 20 years ago, knowing a guy who smokes pot, you'd go, everything's perfect about him, but he's got this red flag. He smokes pot. Now, smoking pot is not a red flag.
Unless you're not interested in it.
But I mean, for the most part, good luck finding a guy in Colorado who doesn't dabble. I know I don't. Your man doesn't. But like...
Right. But there's something about this that just seems a little reckless. And if you're trying to build a secure future, I don't want you spending your money.
But what if that's how you feel about pot too? Like you're allowed to, I guess, oh, to totally. My point, you're allowed to decide what is a red flag for you.
What was the text? Somebody texted about stocks.
Would she feel this way if it was stock, if he was trading stocks?
Yeah.
It's gambling.
Yeah. I don't love it either.
But it's somehow more accepted because it's the New York Stock Exchange and not DraftKings.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
That is true. It is more accepted.
There's an argument that, like, I know more about sports than I do these companies. 100%. On the, like, doing research and stuff, I already know all this.
Yeah. I know that LeBron's hurt, and I don't bet on... I don't know who he plays for anymore.
The Lakers.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
What was she going to say? You just talked to her as Desiree.
Yeah, she said that her husband makes a lot more money than she does, and she said that she can't tell him how to spend it. He spends a lot on, they have like shared hobbies, but he also has hobbies of himself. I'm paraphrasing what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And he spends more than she would on some of those hobbies, but they weren't gambling. I'll just say that. It sounded like paintball. Like, it's
that's
a different thing.
As long as all of the bills are paid, whatever, but also you've only been dating this guy for 3 months. It is kind of,
What if the bills aren't getting paid? What if you want to have kids and he's not willing to save because he wants to.
Yeah, if you're in if you're married, you're in a groove of how the money kind of goes and stuff. But I agree.
I know, but you got all these what ifs, and but like
dating is what if,
right? But like, do you ever stop and do the positive what ifs?
No,
that's what I'm saying. All you're doing is saying, what if he's not paying the bills? What if he's cleaning up on BetMGM?
Yeah,
like do the positive what ifs.
I have a feeling.
I know, but it's so funny to me that you can sit here and write all the scenarios, but only worst case.
Because then I can prepare for it, but that's why I'm going to therapy.
Are you? That's great.
That felt very weird. Also, Hack, did you have a bet on that?
I did. Took Erica dissing Aaron. -800.
Oh.
Oh
my God.
Josh?
Yo.
What do you think? Is this gambling bad, or what do you think of this thing?
Basically, you guys kind of hit on it. I think if you stick within like a confined budget, and if your losses are your losses and you cut them, you're good. But then if, you know, you're able to make money and then like bridge to the next budgeted allotted money, that could be equivalent to a spot there or something. I think it's fair. The other key aspect on this matter is transparency. If he's not transparent, it's bad news.
That's good advice there. The budget, like they've only been dating a few months. She can't go, okay, and then I'm going to budget this and you're going to budget this.
That's what I said when anybody suggested you telling somebody you've been dating 3 months, we're going to talk finances. No, we're not.
Yeah.
We can talk long term. Here's what I see maybe happening if and when we cross that bridge. We're not crossing that bridge. I'm madly in love with you at 3 months.
If she decides to have that conversation with you after 3 months, you don't want anything to do with her because she's being smart?
I think she's being presumptuous.
Future? What if she's just planning for the future?
It's my money.
She's
relax.
Not telling you what to do. She's just saying,
she's telling me to make a budget. It. I don't.
Look, yeah. I also don't like a budget. I don't like when I'm told what to do.
Right.
But if someone came to me and said, I see a future with you, what's wrong with you envisioning a future?
3 months.
I was all the way in on 3 months.
Okay. And Dane would have been cool with you saying, I think you spend too much money on beard oil. I'm just trying to think of what he spends his money on.
Maybe not. I didn't. Okay. I'm the one who was spending too much money.
Well, because there are those things like, if I first start dating my wife and I might really like that she has her nails done all the time. And then all of a sudden I realize, oh, that costs a lot of money every time. Now, yeah. I feel different about it, but that's not really fair.
Josh, do you gamble? Are you one of these guys?
So I'm on the apps, there but I wouldn't necessarily say I'm fully.
Yeah, no one does. Nope. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, no, I have it.
I'm a big boy. I make my money, and I can spend some on gambling, but also, you know, my bets do not exceed like $5 to $10. Mm,
that's good.
So
every friend I is 5 to 10.
All of mine are too. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many are there?
5 to 10. Oh. Like my buddies bet. Right. Oh. Yeah, and they only show you the winning days. But okay, here's what I'd like to do. I would like to do a little wager in this room right now.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd like women to text in, yes, my man gambles on the apps, or no. And Erica, you and I, we're going to see, because you think it's still a beige flag. I don't think it's a flag at all. I think it's such, it's like going, he eats at McDonald's. We all know fast food's bad for you, but it's
not
a fact of
like
life.
He eats at McDonald's. So many texts are saying, my husband and his friends do not gamble.
That is, okay.
You gotta check his other phone.
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay,
I swear.
So men are scumbags. I'm glad we figured that out.
303-222-5423. Yes, my man gambles, or no, he doesn't.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I need you guys to figure out the minimum age I can date.
Oh.
Here's why.
Right.
Here's why. There's a story of an Italian influencer. She's 22 years old.
That's too young for you.
I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you
I'm
so
feeling
much.
22.
Right. Come on. Okay. Side,
here's
slacker.
The deal. Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
She just got married to one of her high school teachers.
Disgusting already.
So she had him in class.
What's wrong with teachers, Erica?
Yeah.
Her high school teachers.
Here's the weird thing. We know people who've ended up with their teachers. I have, like, my former in-laws, she ended up, like, one of her sisters, my ex-wife's sister, ended up with one of her teachers.
Wow.
Like,
it feels
okay.
Wrong.
Let me just say this. To me, high school teacher feels better. Because,
yeah.
So mm-hmm. You're 18. I'm not going to say how old this guy was at the time, but it was... Not 18. Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 4 years or 3 years or whatever. She's at a bookstore. He's at the bookstore. Oh, Mr. Oh, hey, you're always my favorite student. Want to grab a coffee? And then you're like, this has a...
It's acceptable to grab a coffee, but then to be like, and you know what I want to do? Boink ya.
But what you're telling me... Never as a young woman did you have a little thought of any of your...
We had a very hot vice principal.
Okay.
But I would never be like, and I'm actually going to move towards that. It was
what
just
if you would
like
just ran into each other?
Yeah.
Well, he was also gay, so that's not helpful, but...
But what if he wasn't?
I would never be like, and then I'm going to date him.
I don't know. I think... If you meet again, your lives have not crossed again, right? In however many years, you're two completely different people now.
3 years? You're completely different people in 3 years?
You're definitely different between 18 and 21 or 17 and 21.
But
like,
barely,
you're different.
Dude, barely. You're kind of still immature.
Can I just say this? In Italy, it might be different. Here, you're still kind of, I think 18-year-olds in Italy probably get off the parent.
Okay.
Dole.
Do you
want to
share how old this man is?
Not yet.
Great.
I don't know. Italy, it might be the opposite. It might be that you stay in the home even longer. It's more like familial, where you have grandparents and parents. You have multiple generations
in the same home.
In the same home.
Let me ask you this.
Lots of different ages flying around all the time.
In the version that was my in-laws, she hooked up with somebody she knew when she was a child.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's inappropriate. Unless their age difference is only like 10 years, it's inappropriate.
Why? Because the only reason, listen, I felt the same way you did, but they loved each other so much. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, he makes her genuinely happy.
What was the age difference?
Between the ones that I'm talking about, my former sister-in-law, I think it was 20 some years. So he was a teacher on the military base where they were stationed.
Okay.
And just saw her around the base all the years. Hadn't seen each other in like 10 years. Run into each other at a bar. Oh my God, you're always my favorite. Loved you or whatever. And then they just, it's like where it gets weird. Like the story of the Italian girl, you can see that it's not as gross for him to go, I thought you were attractive when I taught you. because she was a woman.
She was a what?
Young woman. She was 17 or whatever.
And in high school, you can also be 14.
Okay, but okay. They're married. She's 22. He's 60. So I'm not 60. How dare you tell me I can't date a 22-year-old right now?
I'm not going to share your age on the air, but I'll tell you right now, you can't date a 22-year-old. Why not? You can't even date someone my age, which is 32. And I know.
Here's the thing.
I know.
I recently did date somebody your age.
I know. And why didn't it work out?
Not because it reminded a little because of you.
No. I don't. That's not what I'm saying. But you're in different lives. I, at 32, am not. I don't need stepchildren who are. Ew, sorry. I'm making the comparison.
Do it. Visualize it. Close your eyes. There you go. Close them.
But it's like a 32-year-old is probably just starting their like real adult life.
But what if they have that zaddy energy? What if they want a zaddy? Like, this is already awkward enough.
Oh, no.
Talking to you about it. But I'm going to talk to Aaron real quick.
Okay.
Aaron's got a very old energy. Mm-hmm. She's not 30. She's closer to 50 than 30.
Yeah.
She likes the Eagles, for God's sake. And she flew to another state to watch geriatric men.
But...
like
she didn't fly to another state to marry one.
No, but I'm saying she could. I can see a woman, not Aaron, but a woman like Aaron who is leaning heavily towards not having kids.
Mm-hmm. That's also different.
Right? No, mm-hmm. I don't want kids. I like old music. I want to just, God, can we just be home? Ugh. Like, so what would be wrong with that?
And that's the thing is, I think I'm okay with age gaps. Do I think like kind of weird? But it's not for me. Sure.
Right.
But you do whatever. Where I'm torn is this was a teacher that feels predatory.
Yeah.
But he didn't do anything.
It doesn't matter.
It absolutely matters.
Well, I mean, it matters if he did anything when they were.
He didn't.
Yeah. At school.
And if he never thought it, like, who cares even if he thought, like, I just want you to know, guys, we think about it more. Like,
that's yucky.
Dude, so do you. Women, you have it all figured out. You just don't admit that you have the same, you're just as...
You know what? You're right. Because at the same time, I'm looking at this 22-year-old and I'm saying, get your bag. Get after it, girl. Get your coin.
He's a teacher.
He has a Rolex.
There's no bag.
There is no bag. No offense, teachers. Honestly, teachers deserve more bag. If that's what we want to end this with.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah. The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Who is finding themselves with a whole bunch of new friends lately?
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
You're not?
No, not really.
The beanies are not causing you. I went out to a bar wearing said beanie.
No. Oh. And you last week made fun of me for going out in public in the beanie, even though I didn't.
Oh, did I do that?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like something I would do. Hack?
I don't remember that,
yeah,
boss.
Yeah, that's...
Aaron's you remember on my that side.
One? Boss?
That's what I thought you said.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually because it was colder outside than I thought. And yeah. When I got to the bar, I got out of the car and I was like, ah! And I just happened to have a beanie, so I was like... These are individually wrapped, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how nice they are.
We bought our beanies ourselves, just to reiterate the story, mm-hmm. which is why we're not giving them away like they're free.
Right. Because they're not.
They're not.
They very much weren't.
Yeah. This is the most parenting thing I've ever done. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like when you were, like you always thought, when I grow up, I'm just going to buy ice cream for everybody. If I have money, I'm just going
to. Yeah.
And then once you're a parent, you're like, I'm not buying ice cream for anyone.
I don't even know those people.
Right. And that's the way I feel about our beanies.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
You have to earn it. You have to like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Submit that you're going to, you've earned it in the past by being a faithful Slacker Show mm-hmm. listener, or you're going to pay it forward and you're going to like pimp for us.
Right.
So
we
what
have
do you
one
got?
Pretty good entry here.
Okay.
Okay.
I would like to advocate for Mr. Ben here.
Okay.
Where did he submit his entry?
Oh, on the website, alice1059.com. Go to contests and find the picture of the beanie.
That's exactly it. Or it's on the link tree on Instagram, right?
Oh my gosh, you're right. I need that.
So much faster.
Yeah, so much faster. I'll also just put a link in our stories pretty much every day.
In fact, you've probably seen our video that's sweeping the nation.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about this video is great? Why are people watching this stupid video of us trying beanies on?
Because they want a beanie.
Oh.
And if you stay till the end, you get a little surprise.
What's at the end?
You'll have to watch and see.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay. And because we look good in the beanies, I think.
That's
right?
The only thing I remember is Tiek, when he put it on, he did a spin.
He did.
And
he
what
is his name? Mason, the yodel kid? He did his spin.
Oh my gosh.
On the side yes. stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that what it was? Was that your inspiration?
Mason? I don't know.
In more ways than one. I would say the yodeling kid is my inspiration.
All right. So let's hear Mr. Bent. Real quick to finish my story.
Yeah.
I gave my beanie away at the bar.
Oh. Just to a random person or to a friend?
Random. Actually, I gave it to a friend. Then a random person was like, how do I get one of those? And I went up to the friend and went, yoink. I handed it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, this will only be funny in this room. The friend, in air quotes, was JB.
Got it. Oh, wow. He really wanted one, too.
He really did. And he had one for about 20 minutes.
Oh, and then like a listener came up and was like,
okay. And it was like, yoink. Perfect. Sorry, JB.
Sorry about that, JB. Maybe Ben will get yours next one. Okay, Ben says, yay, I've been listening to the show for years. I drive for Uber.
Ooh.
Ben!
Always right. play your show, even with passengers, many of which have asked, what podcast is this?
Oh.
I also drive trucks for an Arbor company, and 105.9 is the preset. I don't let people change. When I'm not wearing a helmet on Arbor the ground, country? I'll wear a hat.
Oh, tree delivery guy?
Yeah, I think so. So he's saying he sees a lot of clients as well. And so that's when he will make sure he wears the beanie when he is seeing clients or driving Uber.
It's a good billboard.
Yeah, they could definitely wear beanies. You're delivering trees. You know, we don't have to worry about dress code. I love that.
And the Uber thing. I like it. Uh-huh. Do we want him to wear it backwards, though? So the Slacker show's on the back
I think
for the people.
Keep it on the
car.
Front. And then when people go, what podcast is this? He can turn around and go, bam.
This one.
Yeah.
One more time.
Do you think people are asking him what podcast? Like, can you turn it off?
Right. What is this? So I can never listen to it again.
He didn't finish the sentence.
Come on, man.
You know?
Okay.
I'm just trying to do my due diligence.
Are we giving Ben?
For sure,
yeah.
Ben.
Yeah.
You get a hat. You get a beanie. Who do we think we're missing right now? Like, who is there? Somebody like the front desk clerk at? Like, I'm trying to figure out who
Planet
we want
Fitness.
To have it.
I should go give my Planet Fitness.
I have signed up for a gym. They have not opened yet. It's brand new.
Okay.
And so maybe that can be my welcome. Yeah,
they don't have a lot of people.
No, it's gonna be packed.
It's gonna be packed.
Mine's bumping. Littleton. You ever at the Planet Fitness on Bellevue, and you see a girl who looks like me? It is me.
Okay.
So
that I'm just shouting out to my Littleton people.
Do you know what a choppelganger is? I just heard this today.
No. Choppelganger?
It's a new term. This is terrible. I shouldn't have brought it up in this context because you're going to think I'm being mean to you. But it's like somebody misread doppelganger, and now there's this whole thread of people finding somebody who looks like you except busted. So it's like it's like mostly you.
Okay.
Like Tiak would be Jason Momoa's choppelganger.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm on that side.
You're on the choppel side, right?
Whoa. I don't have what I am.
So I'm just saying, if you think it's Erica's choppelganger at the thing, it's actually Erica.
Well, probably is me because no makeup, weird outfits.
You're just like kind of like hanging.
I'm in the zone.
Okay, all right. So
I also think, wouldn't we want like a teacher to be wearing it for like pickup time?
So like the crossing guards.
The crossing guards. That's it.
You need to apply. If
and
you're a crossing
cool.
guard or a teacher, yes, wear the Slacker show. I still am holding out a little bit of hope for some people on OnlyFans with a ton of subscribers, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to wear anything else.
Mm-hmm. Exclusive
guys,
content.
Guys, we want guys to do it.
You really want...
I don't care. If there's a guy who has a billion... Colorado subscribers for his feet pics.
But he's just got to get his head in there then.
Yeah, you just got to like put your foot up by your head and take pictures.
Put the beanie on the foot. We're not picky.
And
hello.
Here I was thinking you were going to say like a Bronco or a Nugget.
Oh, yeah.
Could we make that happen?
We could probably find. Do we have connections to anyone?
You guys, it's the stock player show.
Oh my, we need to get a cowboy in a hat.
A cowboy.
They wear helmets when they're riding a bull, though, don't they?
Yeah. Mm. What about the men on the ground? Over a,
the clowns? Like the clowns? Okay, K-Dub, you know we're talking to you. Yeah. If anybody knows K-Dub.
That lines up with us.
Okay, we need to get, can we get some beanies on some cowboys? Oh, God. Because like everyone now, like all my friends are like, dude, we're going to the Rose tonight. And I'm like,
oh, the Rose. Yeah.
The Rose is out of control during the stock show.
I had an amazing time at the Rose when I went a couple weeks ago.
You didn't go during stock show. You got to go now. If you like cowboy butts. Oh.
I don't like any butts.
I know you're happily engaged, but like, hack, me and you, cowboy butt hunting, and we'll be handing out beanies. All right. Just go to our Instagram link tree or alice1059.com.
It's just the link in our bio on Instagram.
It's not a link tree. It's called a link tree on OnlyFans.
It's just the link in the bio.
So I sound old when I say it?
Yes.
You don't get to come look at butts with me.
Great. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
The hack house is divided.
Oh boy.
Our marriage kind of came to a standstill over this. And I really need Slacker to be on my side with this.
Because you don't think Aaron and I will be?
No.
Hold on. Your marriage is at a standstill and you want Slacker on your side. Okay.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying new stuff.
Don't tell us.
Buddy,
okay.
I know that I spend a lot of time hating about how perfect your life is, but I'm not doing that anymore. Now, I honor and respect you as a father and as a what's the underling, a subordinate.
Okay.
To your wife.
Sure.
I think you've accepted your shortcomings.
In the business world, I'm an IC. I'm an independent contributor. She's the manager.
Yes.
And I'm there to do what she tells me to do. And
I feel like your HR wife probably laid that out for you.
We have an org chart. For sure.
Oh my God, buddy. Okay, so what did you do?
Okay. So I came downstairs and my wife had taken the kids to go to the bakery. Paris Baguette. We love it. They're the best. So as they were gone, I came down and I see my son's clean laundry basket sitting on the table. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fold the laundry because I'm capable.
Amazing move.
Thank you.
Amazing move.
I'm good at stuff like that. I'm good at dishes in the sink. I'm good at laundry because for me, it's like I can see that. That needs to be done.
So many men.
I struggle because it's vague, you know?
It's not vague. If you see the dust, you can do it. But why do other men just walk past that basket? I don't understand the motivation of walking past it.
Maybe
especially,
you want to do nothing.
I know, but here's the deal. All men, all of you, all of us, we want to do something later.
Sure.
Right.
Don't walk past that basket or you're not doing, and you don't want to do nothing.
But are you
you're
thinking
doing
of
nothing.
It that way?
Kind of sometimes. It's not healthy, probably, but the transactional nature of long-lasting marriages, I believe, is very real. There is a very real.
Yeah. I don't even.
You bought me this Louis Vuitton bag. I'm gonna take care of you in ways you hadn't imagined.
Okay.
I also think it's not even necessarily as dark as that. It is just like I know that if the house is clean, you are going to be in a better mood
for sure.
And so, when you're in a better mood, we're likely to have more fun or whatever. You know, it's not even like a X4Z thing. It's more like I'm trying to help make your life better.
You're so good that you won't even admit on the air right now that I'm right.
No, I mean, you are right. You are right. Yes.
But he's saying it's not always so A to B equals C. Sometimes it's.
Yeah, he can't say that it's A to B equals C because that makes him seem shallow like me. But that is really what he's thinking because he is shallower than me. He's got it figured out, but he's got it so figured out that he knows if he says he's got it figured out, it'll stop it.
Why don't we figure out why his marriage is
okay? Sorry.
So I'm folding my son's clothes, and I'm almost done. I'm on like literally the last few things when my wife comes home with the kids, and she comes in and she says, "What are you doing?"
Oh no!
I'm folding the laundry, and she says, "I didn't wash those yet. Those are his dirty clothes."
Oh, no.
To which, so I'm embarrassed. But at this point, I say, they're doing another lap. We're putting them away.
Oh,
what?
I just folded them. He doesn't get that sweaty. I couldn't even tell they were dirty as I'm folding them. The chore is done. The box is checked. Slacker.
And you're hoping Slacker's going to be on your side here.
Let's just put them away. Our son won't know the difference.
And what if he stinks and his classmates know?
I would have. Don't you think I would have smelled the clothes if they were that dirty? If they smelled bad?
Buddy, I don't.
Let's just put him back. Come on.
Did you?
I just did this.
Did you? You really think that's the answer?
What? And then we got to unfold them all, put them all. It's going to kill me. It's going to. You don't have to.
You just dump them straight into the.
Oh.
I'm surprised that you're okay with putting dirty clothes into the drawer where there's clean clothes.
Good point. Were there socks in there, T-Hack?
There were socks.
Because yeah.
You couldn't tell that they were dirty.
My son has a different relationship with socks than I do, all right? And he's chosen this path himself. He'll run around outside in his socks, so balls him up all the time. They're
never really clean, even if after
Yeah, half the time you pull them out of the dryer and they're still balled up. They're half wet, half dry, and it's like,
okay,
his socks.
Whoever's putting stuff into the washer needs to unball them. That's not on the child. That's on who's doing laundry. Like, I turn my jeans inside out when I put them in, like, or shirts with graphics on them for my son. I turn them inside out.
Okay. He puts everything just whatever it should be. It's the opposite. So the graphic tees will be right side out, but the regular tees will be inside out. That's his relationship.
I'm just saying, T-Hack once absolutely hated me for saying that sometimes I wear socks twice. So the fact that you're willing to let your son do it.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
Right there.
Why is the laundry basket sitting where we only put the... If they were dirty, they should...
There you go. Yeah. Now you're on the point. You're finally here. But I know you want something later, so you're not willing to say this. But it's like, honey,
uh-huh.
That's sitting where clean clothes go.
Yes, they are.
Why would you think... It's unreasonable for me to assume you stopped right there with dirty clothes. Mm-hmm. Why'd you stop there?
Because she had to get out the door with the kids because she was,
set it on top of the washer, sweetheart.
Being a saint and taking the kids on her own.
Or, like, put it on the ground. I don't want it on the dining table.
Start the load. I'll put them in the dryer.
Correct.
Yeah. I'll help. I'm here to help.
You're still right. You're an idiot for putting dirty clothes in your kids' drawers.
They look so nice. They're all folded.
No, they didn't. No.
You had to run it again, right?
Of course I had to run it.
Yeah,
I don't win anything. I'm an independent contractor here.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. I have reached the point of wondering if I should elope.
I love this.
I am a big wedding girl.
Erica, he'll open the save the date eventually. Don't go to this extreme.
If he's not going to open it, what's the point?
Hold on a second. Keep going. I'm sorry. I just have to get my
computer. Why?
Oh my gosh!
He is holding up my wedding website, which means you must have opened it.
No, I just guessed. I just kept going to different sites until I found you.
No,
I opened the site.
You had to have the password to get.
The password was so obvious.
Okay.
Swanson.
No, I have to change the password.
No, I didn't see the whole thing.
Okay. Wow, I'm impressed.
Can I say something else? I shouldn't.
Depends how revealing it is.
Sorry. I don't know if this is what Erica was talking about. Sorry.
I know. You got to go. Mm. You can't elope.
Why?
Huh?
Can't elope.
Who else is hungry?
Me.
I'll take some honey.
It's a honeydew.
I dropped a truck ton of money on hotels today.
Did you actually? Done that yet.
Yeah. There was almost nothing left. And it's $600 a night.
Well.
What?
Looks yes, like if you want to stay at her hotel.
No, it's actually crazy. My best friend called today and they said, yeah, it's almost full.
Yeah, so it's a smaller when I bought hotel. It said one room left. So I bought it. That's why I bought it today.
Wow.
And here's the reason. I wasn't even planning on coming up the night before.
Are you coming up now?
I didn't have a choice.
Is it a two night?
It wouldn't let you do the one. I was like, okay, it's $600. So I'll just do the one night. And it's like, no availability. And then I slide it back to Friday and Saturday. It's like, oh, open.
Oh.
You had to book two nights to get.
In my block.
I didn't ask for your block.
Did you click the link through?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did you click the link through the website?
I had looked. No, I did it through American Express.
Okay.
Because I'm trying
that
to get
is so beyond.
No, because I was trying to get some points through that. Like you get 5x points if you book through there.
Okay, got it.
So,
T-Hack,
so
I know
sorry I derailed you.
Yeah, if you're concerned,
yeah,
there are lots of hotels nearby.
Yeah, but like the hotel she put on her site.
Hey, kind of bougie.
I put like five hotels on my site. I know,
like two or three of them were like, do you have some poor relatives or something? It's like Quality Inn or something.
No,
or like
Best Western because it's up the street.
Okay.
From I shouldn't. Now I'm revealing where the venue is. And
I want a hotel with a number in the name. That's where I want to stay. That's about my price point.
Oh, like a Motel 6?
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's one right up there.
6, 8 Yeah.
But I will say
it's kind of fancy. 6 is fine.
If only there was a 7. 6, 7
Okay. All I
Here's the other thing. Okay, Aaron, do you have a room yet?
No, I don't know the password.
Okay. I'll tell you on there.
I'm trying to get it.
Here's the deal. At this hotel, I shouldn't say, but there are places to stay where you could stay with Hack.
I like the idea of all three of you staying together.
I looked, I was like, do I want to get a thing? And I'm like, no, those freeloaders will just come into my room. So I just got a regular room.
Rude.
Yeah.
What if we just want to play the VR headset together?
I have a big enough room we can play VR.
Okay.
Because her wedding is going to be boring as F.
I might not even go.
And you know what? That's why I want to alone.
Okay, I'm sorry. But no. I did not mean to hijack it. But now it's over. It's over. I've opened it. So relax.
Thank God. I was like, what's over my relationship?
It could be if you're going to elope. Because I believe Dane has been dreaming of this day since he was a little boy.
In some ways, yes, actually.
No way. No guys think about their wedding day.
You
think about the wedding night.
He thinks. You know what? I don't even think I should talk to you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm over here.
No, and we're going to get so many texts being like, the way to the wedding.
Right.
Right. And I'm prepared for them because I'll tell you what.
What?
I cried this weekend over the welcome sign. I cried over the welcome sign.
The welcome sign.
Because I'm trying to DIY it, and I'm just not a DIYer.
What do you mean, the welcome sign?
We're creating this beautiful, like, canvas, and we're painting directly on it.
Oh, wow.
And it says
welcome.
My future last name. It actually doesn't say welcome, because we're going to use it later in our home. We're going to get it framed. It's cute.
Oh, cool. Okay.
The problem is, I forgot. I don't do projects, okay? I don't do DIY, because I always worry I'm going to mess it up. And so I cried. We have not even really begun.
Can I?
Okay. Couldn't I just do it again?
No, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Dane says.
What exactly frustrated you?
Well, he started folding the canvas, and then I was like, and then what if we unfold it and it's crooked? We have to fold it correctly.
Oh, my God.
Because we got a projector to put the thing on. Yeah, this is just the start.
You better elope. Because you stick around much longer. I don't know if he's going through with it.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I've got a story about a bad day at the grocery store.
I'm not going to let you do this. I'm not going to let you do this.
We got to let him do it.
I'm so sheepish already.
Oh, God.
Wow. I've got a story that will remind you that you just got to double check.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Texas.
You don't say, darling.
I want to go.
Yes. Yes. Iconic. 10 out of 10.
Sandy Cheeks.
What are you doing?
Texas.
That was good.
I really went for it and then I started laughing.
Yeah, no, you went for it.
Yeah. So I don't even know where to begin with this. There was a bit of a domestic dispute happening in Texas.
Oh, boy.
And no, it's not the man who is facing charges.
Okay.
It is the woman, because she decided during this dispute she was going to light all her boyfriend's clothes on fire.
Oh,
he
rational.
Doesn't need them. He's disgusting. Let's just light them on fire. So she put them into a barbecue pit, lit it on fire, and then she told officials, well, I thought the fire went out. It didn't, because it reignited, spread into an attic, moved through the building.
No!
And in total, 13 apartments were damaged, either by flames, smoke, or water. And part of a second floor collapse. Luckily, no one was hurt during this, but the woman has been charged with arson.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Oh, she's also now facing charges of assault because a fireman was in there and did get slightly injured. He is in stable condition.
Okay.
So she's facing arson and assault.
That's great. Thank you. What are we double checking?
Okay. We're double checking that the fire's out.
Oh. Yeah.
When you light your boyfriend's clothes on fire, you got to make sure it's out.
Okay.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. My story's out of Germany.
Yeah, you don't say. Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
A supermarket in Germany.
Supermarket.
That was overrun by sheep. Apparently they escaped from the shepherd nearby. This is, it almost sounds biblical, but they escaped and walked in.
What?
Walked in.
Okay.
Into the supermarket, went up and down the aisles. It caused a huge mess.
Okay.
And
they poop?
They pooped. They ate.
Did they poop?
They did, yes. They did, yeah. Officials responded to the scene. Every time they tried to count how many of them they were, they fell asleep.
Oh.
So we don't know exactly how many.
How did they get him out of the store, or did they just...
Oh, my God.
It's in Germany. That's what they do. Yeah. One sheep. Two sheep.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably. Yeah. They eventually got him out, I guess.
Yeah, okay, great.
Those?
There it is.
Were all the stupid people we could find?
I need the Texas song.
I want to go.
For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.